Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, my next guests are a husband and wife team, and they have been spicing up the cookbook world since 2020 with their healthy spin on takeaway food, aka a fakeaway. And they're back with a new book. It's called Bold Food Made Good. Good morning to Gina and Carol Daly, better known as The Daily Dish. Good morning, guys.
Hi, Lottie. How are you?
I am excellent. God, we sound very chipper this morning.
As always.
That's what I like. Listen, I'm thrilled to have you on. I believe this is actually your first time on the show. So for any of our listeners who might not be familiar with you, tell us what it is that you do and how you got started.
Well, we are a cooking duo, a home cooking duo.
Husband and wife.
So we basically started out on Instagram. I was doing a little weight loss kind of journey. I was kind of losing weight, gaining weight, and I just put a little diary up online and I was putting up some recipes, and I was getting a bit bored. So I decided to kind of spice things up and make kind of the food that I really wanted to eat, like takeaways and the stuff that I couldn't eat all the time. And when I was posting them, people were loving them, they were sharing them, and the page kind of just snowballed from there. And then we got offered a book deal to write a cookbook.
What was the reaction when you're offered a book deal from literally your was it Instagram or Facebook, you said?
Instagram, yeah.
Instagram page.
I got a message from a girl, this girl called Dee, and she's like, would you ever consider writing a cookbook? And I was like, sure, maybe one day, you know. And then I kind of looked at her profile and realized she was from Gale Books. And she asked to meet me. And here I was, okay, I'm going to go and have to sell myself. I have to sell myself. And, you know, when I got there, she was like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. We want you. And, you know, will you sign the dotted line?
Like, isn't life crazy how that
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just, and I love when I hear these kinds of stories, because it just sounds like it was meant to happen. It was just meant to be.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very surreal time. Like, I mean, it just felt like it wasn't actually happening.
I think as well, when it all started, when the first book came out, it's when lockdown started. So everything that happened to us from that point on was all during COVID, and we never were, you know, we were all at home doing it. So the first time we had a public event was our book launch last week, which was incredible. It was crazy.
So your speciality, I mentioned it in the intro there, is fakeaway food. So what kind of stuff are we talking about here? I need details, because if there is a possible way for me to have my takeaways in a healthy way at home, I want to know what to do.
Well, I suppose we do every kind of option. So like there'd be Chinese, we do sticky soy and honey crispy chicken. Oh. We do like a really nice Singapore noodles. Mm. So any kind of
burgers and like big indulgent burgers. And to look at you would think, oh my God, they're loaded with calories, but they're not at all. And, you know, just big bold burgers, pizzas.
Everything. Like we do Big Mac lasagna.
So what's the secret? How come they're so much healthier than getting your normal takeaway?
I mean, we use leaner cuts of meat. We use like just small amounts of oil. And essentially all we're really doing is just putting like your meat and two veg into like a really nice tasty dish. I'm kind of tricking our brains into thinking we're having something mad.
But isn't that brilliant?
Yeah, absolutely. Like it's fantastic, because they're the type of dinners that you can, it's not that you can only have one once a week. You can eat them every single day. And still, like if you're calorie counting, we have full calorie count in it. Now, we don't calorie count ourselves. But if you're in using a slimming ethos, like a group, they're suitable for that. Or, you know, if you're in the gym, or if you just want really nice food, they're ideal for everybody, and they're family friendly too. So it makes it easier, you know, if you're cooking one dinner for the whole family, and the kids love, you know, the different things. And I suppose you're saying, oh, we go to McDonald's or we do whatever. And just, I know it's probably not as much of a buzz at home for the kids, but we get a buzz out of it because we know they're eating healthy
chicken.
It's all
easy stuff. It's all quick and easy recipes. You don't have to go out of your way to get the ingredients. You can get them in the one supermarket, wherever that is. And it's about, as Gina said, it's about just getting into the habit. It's not a once a week kind of thing. It's getting into the habit of changing how you cook in the kitchen, having a bit of fun doing it. And it's not like even, it's like a diet. It's like just your lifestyle.
Your lifestyle, yeah.
Do you know what I'd do? I'd just be keeping the McDonald's bags and putting the healthy burgers into them. Yeah. And then saying to the kids, oh my God, look, it's so excited. So it sounds like you've been doing this your whole lives, but you obviously haven't. What were you doing before this all kicked off?
Well, we actually both worked for the same company. I worked in the head office and I was involved in marketing, and Gina was a store manager. And I was there 10 years. You were there a while as well. And that's kind of how we met. And yeah, I guess it just kind of all happened by accident, really.
Yeah, young love. And, you know, we were living together, eating out all the time and, you know, lots of trips.
We actually we went on our first date in April and we were married that November.
What?
Yes. Whirlwind.
We were engaged within 2 weeks, and that was 15 years ago, so it wasn't a
whirlwind. Sorry, hang on a second. You met and you proposed 2 weeks later?
In a Mexican restaurant. Over a burrito.
How?
I was halfway through my fajita.
I was eating the burrito.
Did you think that he was joking, or did you take him seriously?
Well, I nearly died because I'm not one for, like, PSA is a public, or PDA, public displays of affection. He was, what, get up.
I assume you just said yes, did you? Or did you tell him to wait and ask again?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, like I nearly turned inside out for mortification, but I did say yes. And like, you know, we were like caught up in the whole moment. And then we're like, oh, you know, if we tell people, they're going to think we're absolutely
crazy.
Well,
it's actually funny you say that, because I remember talking to my cousin who I'm very close with. And I said it to him and he goes, you're mad. And it was only a couple of weeks later when he met Gina for the first time, he turned around to me and goes, I absolutely see what you're talking about. And I can see the two of you together now. So you're not mad.
Oh, my God. See, food brings people together.
It does.
Absolutely.
Fajitas.
I hope you have some terribly romantic recipe for a fajita in this book.
Yeah, it's called Fatty Jaddies. Not in this one, it's in the first one.
Yeah. So what would be each of you, what would be your go-to takeaway? What's your poison if you had to pick one each?
For me, I absolutely love a good Indian takeaway. Give me korma, peshwari naan bread, pita rice, onion bhajis. That is my absolute number one. What about you,
Jay? It has like everything, but like Chinese. I love Chinese food. Absolutely love it. So that's probably a lot of my inspiration comes, or not replicating, but making my own spin on dishes that I really enjoy.
And I would say Chinese is probably one of, you know, the ones that might not be the healthiest to have on a regular basis. So of all the kinds of fakeaways to be good at, Chinese is definitely one up there to keep the health.
Absolutely.
Definitely, yeah, because there's a lot of oil, there can be a lot of MSG and different things like that. So we try and do it. Like, it's sometimes nicer.
Like we do like a satay sauce using Coke Zero.
What?
Yeah. That just happened by accident. I was like, how am I going? I really wanted like a sweet, kind of tangy, spicy satay sauce. And I just threw in a can of Coke one day and a few spices and herbs. This is years and years ago. And it was like the most amazing satay sauce you'll ever taste in your life. Yeah. And it's like one of probably the most replicated dishes we've ever done.
Yeah.
That's, see, when things happen by accident like that, you'd never would have thought to have been pouring Coke probably into a satay dish. No. I saw on your Instagram there that you're big air fryer enthusiasts. I know a lot of people have gotten into air fryers. So tell me what way you use them.
They're the gadget of the moment, I think. So like we've been using them for years, but we literally treat it like our oven. So we do like a full roast chicken in it. Then we do our roast potatoes in it. We roast our veg in it, like for a Sunday roast. Or we just kind of, like I made a lasagna in it last week.
No,
I did a side-by-side comparison to see how quick you could do it in the air fryer compared to the oven. And like oven was 50 minutes, including preheat. And it was 14 minutes for the air fryer.
Here,
so
I have an Italian husband. If he heard you were making lasagna in an air fryer.
You see, that's where the misconception comes. It's essentially just a tabletop oven. So there's no, you know, don't knock it. Don't knock it.
Don't knock it till you try it. Your daughter, Holly, I believe, has gotten involved with her own recipes during lockdown. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so basically, obviously, for us, it's important for the kids to kind of get involved in the kitchen, have a bit of fun. And instead of picking something out of the freezer, like, say, chicken nuggets and cooking them, to actually make their own from scratch to see how easy it is and, you know, mess around with flavors and stuff. So Gina kind of started up a little page for Holly to encourage other kids to kind of cook along. And it actually transpired. Two of my cousins are teachers, and they were giving some of the kids in their class homework to try and make the food just to keep them occupied at home. And I just thought it was really important. And she's got a great relationship with the kitchen and the food because of that. And we actually, in our new book, we have a whole chapter for kids with recipes that both of our kids have kind of written, to encourage the kids to kind of come in, have a bit of crack and see how much fun and see how easy it is to make your own.
And when they know what goes into it as well, sometimes, you know, like Holly would be quite fussy. She's like, oh, I know what's in this, so I'll actually eat it.
I think that is such a good idea because growing up, I wasn't introduced to cooking and being in the kitchen very much at all. And I didn't study home ec when I was in secondary school. And the consequence is I kind of through my 20s and probably still now have a little bit of a fear of the kitchen. And I think if that is tackled from a young age, if they're introduced to getting involved and having fun in the kitchen when they're young, like Holly, it can really just filter into the rest of their life then.
Absolutely.
100%. Now, listen, I was the same as you. I hadn't a clue. I'm the cook that couldn't cook. So I was, that's where, like, when we started out kind of making food for each other, like, I used to make, like, the worst rubbish, like, tacos that were, like, cardboard boxes.
I still ate them. I still said they were lovely.
And, like, that over time, and, like, finding a love for cooking came through, obviously, my love for food, but, like, just trying different things and just experimenting in the kitchen. So I think if I had been introduced as a child, I'd have been, you know, a dab hand, but it took me a long time to get
there. But you got there in the end. That's all that matters.
I did.
Have you had a recent addition to the family?
We did. We had a little boy. His name is Gene, and he is 10 and a half months old.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So 10 and a half months old, what's he doing at this stage then? What happens at 10 and a half months?
Well, he's getting all his teeth. He's starting to sleep nights.
Mama and Dada
talk. And actually, Gene was born with Down syndrome, so his milestones are a little bit slower than they say the other two. But he is definitely 100% flying.
We're teaching him love, the hands, kind of hand signals, and
sign language
at the moment. And he's kind of getting the Mama and Dada ones.
Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, he's brilliant. Yeah. He's an amazing, amazing little boy.
Oh, the joy is just, because I even this morning, my little lad, who is, what is he, 13 or, no, 14 months maybe? Anyway, listen, he woke up, he was sitting on my head. And, you know, and I just brought him into the sitting room. I was like, okay, we're up. And then you look at them and you're like, you're lucky you're so cute because. So I've no doubt that Jean is absolutely gorgeous. Listen, Carol and Gina Daly, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
It's just a pleasure to talk to you because I can hear the joy in your voices that you have for what you do. And the amount of love that obviously goes into it. So the Daily Dish Bold Food Made Good is going to be published by Gill Books on Thursday, the 6th of October. Oh, it was published, should I say?
It's out.
It's only $22.99, and it sounds like it is well worth the purchase. If you're thinking of putting something on somebody's Christmas list, I would get this on there. Thanks a million, guys, for chatting to us.
Thanks for having us on.
Thanks so much.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.